Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. First time he really did. Echav aguf, echav ataruvais. Now focusing on the next five. The next two are the idea from Shem Echad. Two Svek is one Shem. And the three afterwards are the idea of the Sapech. First idea of a Svek Svek of Shem Echad, or Ulm calls Shem on his Chadu. And the core for that is Gemara Ksubas Naftes. Gemara over there says, when someone ties his Pesach with Suach, he's Nemon. Love Gemara, why is he Nemon? I did the Svek Svek. Maybe it's a case of Einus or Rotzon, even in the case of Rotzon, maybe he was not Tachtov, or maybe was Tachtov, so we have a Svek Svek. So we have two reasons to be Matur, it was not Tachtov, or case of Einus. My answer is either it's a case of Eishas Koyin, it does not have the head of Einus, or the case of Eishas Yisrael, but it's less than 3 years old, and therefore if you're Baller, the Psalm Bechazer, almost be, it was a case of Tachtov. Correct, you have a dying of a case of Svek Svek, maybe it was Einus and Rotzon, and even if it was Rotzon, the case over here of Pidik Tana Oinusu, even when she was above 3, Maisa of Pidik Tana, they get of Oinus. So you have two reasons to be Michael. Maybe it's Oinus, and even the Rotson, Pidik Tana Oinusu. And for the Taitus, even though we had this Kal Pidik Tana Oinusu, it's Gemon Yvamasa Samachalov, but over here, Shem Oinus Chadu. The Shem Oinus Chadu, that's the terminology that Oinus is over, but the concept you have two Svekas, you Shem Echod, is not Nichon together of a Svek Sveko. Lachol Ma'aseh to go like this. Shach coming from Toisus. Numerous places can bring it down. Rabbi Yehuda, Chavadas, Kiveger, Moshe, Bialocha, others. Not that simple. This Yisoid. Come along. They point down. Lachol, who they come to argue with? The Rambam. There's the Rambam in Yisur Biur and Parakimul. He brings down the Lachol about Kitano that the Kaddish Aidei her father. The Lachol is Nesu Abaylo. She's also to her husband. In fact, the Magimishon over there, Nesa Bailo, I think Gemara says in Yevamos, Pidik Tana Oinusu, and the Oinus, why is Nesla Bailo? So he explains the Magimishon, the truth of Gemara Yevamos says Pidik Tana Oinusu, he wants a title, but the Gemara Ksubis is against it. The Gemara says, we do not have a Svek Svekel. Tay says, a Kasha, what if a Svek Svekel, maybe the Oinusu Rotson, even if it was Rotson, Pidik Tana Oinusu, it must be that in fact the Gemara does not have a Svek Svekel. We understand that Pidik Tana is not Oinus. And we have to machalik says sugyas, and the Gemara Yevamos is answering the Gemara does say if it's a dichoy, and we don't hold of it, and we hold up the Gemara Ksubis. So we come out, we have over here, Magen Mishnah pointing out the Rambam Halacha Lemaisa paskins Pidik Tana Nanach Negen of Oinus. Why? Because we have machalik says sugyas Gemara Ksubis versus Gemara Yevamos, and they kiss Gemara Ksubis, and they point out if so, says the Pirim Gadol brings us down over here for the Magen Mishnah. Obviously, he holds not like basis. That he understands that if this is the sugya that we see Pidik Tana Dichon get of Rotson, a must be does not hold the concept of Shem Oinus Chadu. Must be does not hold that two Svekas of Shem Echad is not Dichon get of a Sofek. So there is a Rambam out there, the other place you want to Mitzarev or have Sarubo or bring it down, other ideas over here, a Moshe brings it down.
It is a
Svek Svek. It is a Svek Svek. Yes. And it's not Dichon Chadu not being a Svek Svek. Correct. So that's the Rambam Shita, that's how the Magen Mishnah explains. Agam, again, a place can not seem to go this way, Bekele Shach says from Toysus, and very place can seem to understand that if it's Mishem Echad, not necessarily together of two different Svekas, has together of one Suffolk. Take it a step further, there's a crazy over here, and the Minchizakim, and the Spirit of Tarshish Shloman, there's numerous Kashas, numerous Gemaras, they seem to apply that you can make a Svek Svekel from the Shem Shem. And therefore, he wants to say, even what is Pshan and Toysus, the two ways to understand Toysus. One way it can sound simple, it's a new klal of you cannot have two Svekas to be Shem Echad. A new klal. Come on, the crazy and the Menchus Yaakov say, no, it's not a new klal. The what Taisa means to say is what? There's a Svek Svek that's not Mesapech. There's no new klal over here. Betzem, you can have Svek Svek that be Shem Echad. Except we have a concept over here that Mesapech, the next klal, your Gibel cannot be Mesapech. Over here also Taisa means it's Shem Echad, meaning you cannot be Mesapech. Yeah. What do you want to say? You want to say maybe it's Oinus and Rotson. And even if it's Rotson, maybe a Ketana does not have Rotson. That's a Stim Nebei. If you're saying it's a Ketana, if you're saying it's Rotson, in essence, you really held the side of it, that's not a case of a Ketana, no Rotson. That's
it. Rotson,
I know, but if you.
Oinus
or Rotson, and you want to say it's Rotson, then you want to say, well, Ketana is no Rotson. That does not make any sense. That means Tamasapek. But it's not me. One's not one way, not the other way. But the second way you can start. Or he knows he's rotten.
And
he knows rotten.
Why can't you start
Katana and Katana and Rotten? Again, when you start, or he knows rotten. He knows rotten. Maybe Katana's not rotten. You're saying it's rotten already. Once it's rotten, you can't say there's no rotten. That's in the end of Lama rotten. You can't switch it. I mean, one way you can, one way you can't. That's not a mishapik. And if the one sending the side of Taisus over here is, the side over here is, that's not mishapik. My son showed me over Shabbos and Kivegi and Ksubis and that for Tesla and Aleph. Over there, it discussed the bring down the two ways in San Taisus, George for Kiddush, or the blue ones, the bring down two ways. If Shan Taisus is not mishapik, it's a new call. Which one is it? He goes on saying, what, the side over here is not like the Minchas Yaakov, it's a mishapik. It's a new call over here. Because why is it a new call? The Pashi be the Shach, that's what he's saying, it's a new cloud. Cloud Yud Alf, Cloud Yud Gimel, two different clouds over here. That means the Nochem of Ruch over here, first of all, is Machloik's Toys with the Rambam. A second child, even if there's a Toys, it says such a cloud over here. And for that reason, the Pim Gonim ends off, maybe we have to move, but Ulai can be Michael, the Tzorachim. But Vosa brings it down, the others bring it down, maybe we have to move, but can be Michael against this cloud. Myself, Iku Amachnu. The getter, where the Kash they're coming from, is the sugya that we saw mentioned earlier on Tzimches, the case of Chodosh. Over there, the Achronim Migdan, the Rosh and Shuvah, the Rosh says in Shuvah, for example, I'm more in Tzimin Reitz, Tzadak Gimel, if you not show something as Chodosh or Yoshin, the Lach is that the Gedav of Yoshin will be Mutter. Why? Because the sugya is Svek Svekel. What's a Svek? What's a two Svekes? One Svek, maybe it's last year's crop, maybe it's this year's crop. And even if it's this year's crop, maybe it took root before this month, the coup before Pesach. So your two svekas to be Michael. Maybe it's last year's crop, or this year. Even this year's crop, maybe it took coup before Pesach.
That's
the Mesapech. Maybe, I don't think so. But the Mice says, Shemon is Chadosh, really the same thing. Maybe it was from Adar, or maybe it's from Shvat, or maybe it's from Shemon is Chadosh. It's two svekas from one Shem over here. Or maybe it's from Cheshvan, or maybe it's from Kislev. Who knows where it's from? It's all one suffering over here. In fact, the crazy over here wants to bring a riot. This is his riot against the side of Shemon Schadu. Who sees his track striker? Kivegar, on the way to the Kimmel on their mob, brings down his cash with the Mutzal Eish. He said, Sarachian, how exactly answers his question? Luchor, Baluchal Maestro, we bring down this Rosh, the Ramah brings it down. The reason why you can't eat something that might be Chodesh, it's how to trigger his track striker. Maestro says that Shemon Schadu. It's Shem Echad over here. So there are different truths among the Achorim that all seem to answer the question, the obvious question over here. I think it also is when you learn Dan Sevches over here. One time is the way the Bala Shukla Mizan from the Chavis Das over here, the base of Sofek. Once it's Taina, it's true that when it's Shem Echad, you cannot make a Svek Svekel. But if something that's Hebel of a Ruggle, something that's natural, something that is normal to happen that way, is Nichol Geta of Rav Mamish. It seems to be what he's saying over here, that the idea of Svek Svekel is a concept according to the Rashba Roiv, Elchacha Roiv. The other something that happens naturally, that of course is wheat out there in the market that was before last year, and even from this year to Kupi beforehand, that's Nichol Negeda of Roiv, was dumb, but that's how the market is. So since something Nichol Negeda of Hoiv of Rogel has a concept, Gain Svek Svekel, and therefore we give the Geda over here by Chodosh, it's something that's normal to happen. Mash Egi says, Savak resents the tachtav and not tachtav. Or you what's not the hover of rogel. That would be the case to be two different svekis over here. But something that the hover of rogel, natural, normal to apple, nichle get a rife. One interesting malach. He calls it svek sveka because that's get a rife. Maybe another easier way to understand it comes from the sort of.
It
is. It's one sub beforehand. He's making two different svekas over here. Maybe a better way of understanding it, or a different way. He points out, we'll get to the cloud, that we have two different svekas over here. So we'll get to the song of shuffle, that's one called later on. We'll get to what the numbers are. Come over the Chokhmah Zodom, and he wants to answer the newest kashas of the crazy, with really a side over here, which is built upon the Shach that you get to. The Shach says when you have two different svekas, one be moistened more over another, and nichol get two different svekas. One of their sub over another, obviously, is not one sub, two svekas. He wants to tie it over here by the case of Chodosh. Really, what's the case over here? It's two different svekas. One is there's no is over here, and the second one is what the getter of the is over here is. It's come and say two different things over here. It's like being Moisif. One is the no Isser, it's from the year before. One is from this year, but the get of the Isser took root from before and it's the get of the Isser.
Why did it suffix?
It's a suffix. When did it take root?
What's a suffix?
So maybe there's no Isser at all, and even if there is something that clear about the Isser from this year,
yeah.
But this year's things, sometimes it depends on Tegrub, before and afterwards. So it's the getter of the Isser. I mean, there is an Isser of Chadosh, but this is not entailed inside the Isser over here.
That's the same thing as wrong. This is not halachic status.
But here, I think it's in two different things over here. This is the same Isha. Here's the different.
It's the same food, we just don't know when it was grown.
No, again, over here, we're saying that we're being moistened here. There's no stuff over there. If you really is an oinus over here, the person is rotten, there's no stuff over here. No, that's saying that's not the getter. We're saying that's not the. It was saying that it's a case of oinus, not a case of rotten. He was. He is our stuff, but this week, Esther should have been also. We're saying that's not shame on his chadu, but the fact that we're adding in, we're discussing different points.
Okay. There's shame on his chadu, which doesn't work from the shop.
Right.
And then there's Beisapa, which doesn't work even though it is shame on his chadu. So which one are we saying?
We're no, saying we're not saying not even shame on his, we're saying it's not shame on his chadu.
It's not shame on his chadu. So
why?
Because Beisapa is not a good word to use here. It's confusing.
What?
So it's not a part of that, it's working because there's Beisapa.
It's working because we're, just like we see that we're adding in. He also, since we're focusing on two different aspects over here, two different svekas over here. One subject is there's no problem. The second thing is, even though there is a problem, what's the getter of this problem? The getter of problems has a head to it, it was too goofy for him.
There's no problem. That's the same topic. That's the same thing as no problem.
And
no problem.
Why
is that different thing as no problem?
I mean, same thing as before, there's no problem. It's one thing. Is there a problem or isn't there a problem?
No. Torah didn't ask for anything from before Pesach.
Fine.
Including that which took root before Pesach.
That's it.
No, and then the Torah asked it, and then we have the Gedorim when they asked it.
Say, they asked instead it. Of just looking at everything in a physical sense, we're looking also at an Indian can be the
Locha said anything that's new.
The Din Shabbat, that is it.
Why the Din Shabbat?
We'll see the bit, we'll see if we want to look up inside.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Or Ka'in's a similar idea which you want to argue about, or let's see what he wants to answer. He wants a title, or let's see, and he wants to give also wants to answer. What's happening? What we're doing this year, the crop that came out from last year, Betzim was Osir, and you mat the Isir. The new wheat that came out right now, it never was Osir. It didn't take root till before, and never asked it. So again, he wants to point out that two different things going on over here. The old group was Osir, we mattered. The new wheat that came out wasn't in the world, the group wasn't in the world, they didn't ask the wheat to. It took. They took rooted over here. Wasn't here yet. They never asked the new root for.
Once you
said
the
together,
that
got
rooted.
Could you say that was really what the
no, I said the same thing. It's like similar, similar, but not the same thing.
Pesach?
What?
According to the Gedo, this is something which got rooted after Pesach.
Yeah.
And this didn't. And something which rooted but didn't grow doesn't need the header of
whatever. We never lost it. That's what he says over.
Doesn't need the header.
What? But there's different ways of answering it. But obviously, they are. We do have this concept because of Pesach Motayna, we have to have a case of Svek Sveko. That's not Mishem Echon. Now, what is the get of here? That's the next Kali Beis. Come on the Shachar, bring down the Shubas Leshen. The Shul over there has a Kimto where there's an animal that was Nolad, two boys, two Zchorim over here. And the case over here was that it was really expressing milk, nursing other animals over here. So the Gemara discusses that the fact that it was giving off milk, Mistoma, it gave birth. Mistoma gave birth. The couple of the Kralim says, before we have a Svek cycle, the stomach gave birth. Even not give birth, the mice have two of them in front of us. Maybe this one was second, the other one was second, we're not sure. If we have a Svek cycle, let's be Michael. At Kanashel. The first couple of the was Deshim said, it's not the idea that maybe it gave off milk or not, that should not make a difference. The question is, mice is little than not Noilat. So that would leave whether it's Madgama, is that milking does bring a right, gave birth or not, put it on the side. See, the mice, we have a case of we have twins. So still have a sex cycle. First of all, maybe this animal, this cow, gave birth beforehand. And even if it did not give birth beforehand, maybe this one I'm taking right now, that's the second one, and the other one's the first. Or maybe this is the second, and this one's the first over here. Should it be Michael Stamos or a sex cycle in general? He it does add in, even though me and Rabbeinu Moshe, there's a Meisim Ver Mezoi, that the case of there was a twins were born. One was a Zohar, one was in a caver. And there, Moshe wants to tie it to Sfak Sekim Mishem Echad. Why? Because he said, the gate of the Zohar, there's only one question. Was it Petur Echam or not? Was this mother who gave birth ever with Petur Echam? Or the Nekeva was a Petur Echam over here, and therefore the Zohar is second. David comes along over here and says, by the case of the Zohar and the Nekeva, there's only one Sfak. The Truman Tadeshul Maisi, he himself wants to disagree. Wants to still definitely get a Sfak Sekim. But even you, Rabbeinu Moshe, wants to say by cases often the cave, it's one topic. Over here, look, Kulian, but the case of two svekas. Why? What's the title? The holy side over here of a svek sveko. Mishem Echad is that one topic, not Mishem over another one. That's why it's the same exact topic. Whether the wheat was in Chodesh Adar or Shvat or Nisan, it's all the same thing. Chodesh Shvat Adar, same thing, not Mishem. Here is our suffer. Once there's suffer, we see that two different svekas. What did I suffer? Maybe it's born before him and all of them are mutter. Even was not born before him, maybe this one's mutter, that one's not mutter. So we see over here that since one of the svekas have been moistened more of halacha than the other suffik, we see the maisik clearly is not one suffik over here. It's two separate svekas over here. Now, it does, the Achronim do explain that he said a case over here of a zocha and a keva. Now, Rabbeinu Moshe and the Tshuvah Deshu wants to argue, what's he say to the machlokes, where the Achronim explained? Then Be'etzim, they're arguing in the concept when someone has potential or opportunity or a chance over here to be moistened one over another, a kam is noise suffer, that's the argument. That means the case when you have a zocher and a keva, then the zocher, the negative only one suffer compared to rechem before and the not. There could have been another nafkamino if the other one would have been a zocher. So since there could have been a nafkamino, is that nechelim a right? They're clearly two different svekas. Trumadeshin says yes, since there could have been a nafkamino, a kam disakim to not. Mashenki Rabbeinu Moshe says no. But the case where they certainly do have enough community, where there are two scharm over here, even Rabbeinu Moshe will agree to the Truman Tadesh and Nichol together of two different svekas, because one is suffix being moistened over the other suffix. That's first he said over here. That means again he has a concept over here, very simple, that Mishem Echad is Nichol together of a not svek svekal, one suffix being moistened over the other suffix, two different svekas over here, and even maybe a case of potential, that would be Nichol together of svek svekal. He does end up that specific case, the mice wants to ask for a separate reason. So if you analyze the case over here, the question is over here, this animal is subgizi b'chor or not, get mixed in with one another. That's echel b'guf, echel b'terubis. That's rishita. That's klalalas. I already asked it anyways. So he says, the mice says, sex is good. We have another issue. We want to ask for a different reason. It's echel b'guf, echel b'terubis. The mice says, also. So he said, in that case, the mice says, also, but the concept comes out of it. It's a clear right that when you mean moistened one suffix over another, nifl get a svek svekel. So they bring a klar raya. The loch and tzim kuf chabeis, the cloud of marbing zam. The loch of a kalim that is after 24 hours. The loch is you take a pot, the kuf chazer inside. And afterwards, after 24 hours, you cook spaghetti inside. You want to eat spaghetti, the loch of the rub will tell you 100% mutter. Let's say you're not sure if the pot is ben yoyim or not. What's the loch? The cloud is stam kli eni ben yoyim. Why? What's the reason behind it? It says to be showing them the Rosh Tosfos, you have a svek svekel. Maybe Metzius is any bnei yomai, and therefore it's nice time of kam. And even if it's ben yomai, the mice said maybe the chazik going inside your spaghetti does not taste good. It is nice time of kam. Or the way the Tosfos says in the shopping down over here, well, it's not nice time at all. Not nice time. So you have a svek svekel over here. Back to the shach, the mice said, what's a svek svekel? Maybe it's after 24 hours, nice time of calm. Maybe it's within 24 hours, a nice time of calm. Shem Echad. The same shame over here, same thing, nice time of calm. Says Shach, this is your side, that after 24 hours, all foods are mutter. Within 24 hours, only this food are nice time of calm with this mixture of chazik mi mutter. So we see the fact that one being mattering more or different than the other one is clearly two different svekas, and then would not get a shame on this chadu, or shame Echad, as you get two different svekas. That's the Yisoid.
Is it Nisapach?
We'll have to get the Klum. Yeah, of course, it's Nisapach. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Now, the point do point out, the word of the Shach is over here, that the Sapach region is being moisted more than the Sapach of the Achrin. Meister, come on, the Minchas Yaakov, the Pirim Gonim, they say, love Dafka. As long as anyone is being Meister, whether it's the Sovereign Rishon or the Sovereign Achron, will not make a difference over here. That's the Pashtus. The side of here is why? Because the Meister, two different Svekas over here, two different Svekas. First, it can't be Mekel.
They say,
It's called two different sfeikas. Yes, the svara, that establishes two different.
It's two different sfeikas. The raya, it is two different sfeikas, has two different halachas. It does two different things. That two different things cannot be one thing. One does one does another. Obviously, two different things. Maybe make it practical. What the place we discuss over here is a sugya of ben hashmoshes. Ben hashmoshes, first the standard number. I think everyone knows machlokes goyim versus ben atam. The goyim hold that once you get shkia rishayna, that's a lacha of ben hashmoshes. The first 13.5 minutes of ben hashmoshes. Afterwards, the next 58.5 minutes is vader lailo. The ben atam, he has shkia rishayna. That when the ball sets, that's called vada yoyim. First 58.5 minutes is vada yoyim. Then you have shkia shniyo until the last 13.5 minutes is a case of ben hashmoshes. That means in a 7-2 minute area, the first 13.5 minutes is according to the goyim is savig yom savig lailo kol mei tam is a case of vada yoyim. The zman in between, the 45 minutes in between, according to mei tam is vada yoyim. According to the Goyim is Vada Laila. The last 13.5 minutes, according to the Bain Tam, is Sav Yom Sav Laila. According to the Goyim, it's Ketav Vada Laila. Or if you want, take Ramosha's numbers. I assume the Elam knows. Ramosha holds in New York, New Jersey, in the whole tri-state area, most of America, 50 is 72. And he comes from the Bealocha, Minchas Koyin, the 50 is 72. You want to be Machmir of 72, the Locha is 50 over here. According to him, he says the same Cheshman. He says, what's the Metzias? The Metzias is the first 9 minutes is Ben Hashmoshes. 31 minutes is according to in between is Savag Yom Savag Laila. According to Ben Tam, it's Vada Yom. According to the Goyim, it's Vada Laila. The last 9 minutes is Ben Shmos according to Ben Tam, and therefore come out that according to Ben Tam, it's Ben Savag Yom Savag Laila, and according to the Goyim, it's Vada Laila. That's first.
So that's 35.
I'll change a little bit, maybe. I'll drop less. That being 50, maybe 40. On that cheshbon, building upon this. Concept over here, these numbers over here, come on, the Elam discuss. A lot of times, Shal Shudas can you wash after Shkia, Mincha can you go after Shkia, and the Lachas can you go after Shkia over here. Come on, Moshe said about sex cycle, very simple. A person is, let's say, is 2 minutes after Shkia. Let's say Shkia right now is 7:50, and the kid who was born 7:55. Say it's Sunday, it's 5 minutes after Shkia over here. When do you do the bris? You do the bris in Yom Rishon, you do the bris in Yom Sheni. She says, you have a sex cycle. According to Ben Tam, it's Vada Yoyim. I'm a Shkia right now, 7:50, right?
What day is it?
Today, Sunday. Tonight. Shkia is 7:50. Let's say the kids are going to be born at 7:55 tonight. 5 minutes afterwards. Right? 7:53, 4, whatever you want. So he says, you have a sex cycle. Maybe, according to Bein Tam, it's Vada Yoyim. And even when you go to Goyim, it's Ben Shmoses. It's 7 Yoyim, 7 Galilom. So you have a case of Sabbath Yom Sabbath Lailo. The Meister person can't be Mekel and say to the Bris Milah on Sunday. Bris Milah on Sunday. Ayin says the Kasha, the Meister, what's your Sabbath over here? If it's day or night. That's one Sabbath. Is it day or night? Was it day or night? That's your question. Which one is it? So you tell me really, Shem Wein is Chadu. It's Shem Mekel over here. So he says, it means on our Shach, our Nesikelim over here, you know, the Sugi over here, and says, the Meister, one Sofik being Moisev over the other Sofik. For example, if it's Vada Yoyim, you'll have to do Malach on Shabbos. If it's Sofik Yom Sofik Laila, you cannot do Malach on Shabbos. If the case is on Friday. So you see, honestly, the idea over here, the concept over here, has Nafkaminis Malach over here.
It's even Moisev in the Vada, and somebody might miss the fact that after 9 minutes, according to Ben Tam,
it's still going according to the Goyim, which is in this Sofik right now, the Nafkaminis Malach. The case of Shabbos, that's what I said. He might say he has another case. He says, these minutes over here, this man over here, not mean for other kids born in the world. Not mean, you have to know. They get to other children. This kid, you might say, only has a sex act with itself. I was not mean, you have to know. When are children born, all of the kids, as a young, what's going on over here? Right, so that's again. Yeah. No, it might have in other children.
Well, that's most in other children.
What? Why are you much more than this kid?
Right.
What's the most of the addict?
This kid is not most of anything. So what's up? Right.
Where
are
you
being
most of another kid? Why are you being most of another kid more than half?
No, if it's Vada Yoyim, different Zman, let on when they get to other children.
Because
of Vada Yoyim. Vada Yoyim. No, this kid anyway has one suffix. But let's say you've won 15 minutes later. What do you mean, Thomas Valiyon? Going to go to Valiyon? I mean, this kid, he's born 45 minutes after Shkia. Him
and
only.
But
another kid, born 15 minutes after Shkia,
according
to the guy, he was about to line up, going to a main talent. Yeah, another kid. So, I guess, tell me, yes, well, what Savi we Moshe? We Moshe the first Savi go, the second Savi go here. First of all, he said, no, not me, when the Moshe the first Savi go, the second Savi. What he wants, kind of the idea, what to start playing first, get about the calls on the Shah, you have to first discuss. That is it Vadayim or Vadaloyla? That's the first question. By the time the first question over here, then once you pass, it's Benish Moshe, says something, give him something, Lailo. Then he goes on explaining, gets involved with Benu Moshe and the Chumus Desh over here, the Machalikis over here, and he wants a Taina over there because only a potential to make an Afkamina. He and my stays will be on Afkamina, all the kids in the world. Therefore, even though Benu Moshe will be in this situation for other kids, what happens 15 minutes after Shki over here? Now, the Maisa, his case over here, it says, was Negeta Mila of the cases. There's a Noida Behuda in Tshuva, the Bada Shulchan exam, discusses the Nafkamina has to be in Svekspekel in the Sekimto, not Negeta other cases. I mean, he could say Negeta Shabbos, Negeta Mincha, Negeta other things. He discusses in the Behuda that a person, a husband passed away, once it's not enough to have a Nafkamina, Negeta money. It has to be a Nafkamina in the same halach, the same din, Negeta Mila. Mila, the get to this kid Mila, another kid Mila. You want to switch the get to Mila to Shabbos to other halachas, that we don't say it for. It's a call on sex factor that you have to have enough Mila in Mila itself. You have to know why, but that's what Moshe seems to say. That's his case over here. Void ends up for Moshe, another point. The Rambam. The Rambam holds the halachas, Shema and Ischadu. We do count the sex factor, but two Shemas. He says, we have the Rambam over here, we made the Moshe agrees, we have the Shach over there, and therefore we want to tie the lock is, you're not sure the kid was born, do a bris meal on Sunday. He does say, let's say a person was at the end of Shabbos, to have a case of bris on Shabbos he said, maybe it was the Chumra of Shabbos, the Moshe said, not to go do that, I got me the same sex vehicle, that means it was much of Shabbos, it was 7:50 Yishkiya, the kid was born 7:55, well, so maybe do a bris meal, couldn't make time to do it on Shabbos for sure, couldn't have gone him, maybe some gave him some Lailo.
Time.
No, it's 5 minutes after Shkia. No one does that. No one does
that. I thought you were saying the Shabbos 6 weeks ago.
No, no, Friday. She's saying Friday.
What's your Shabbos?
Regular Shabbos.
What?
It's all the beginning of the Shabbos. There's no make on anything.
According to the way she said,
right.
One Shabbos, you have to go 5 minutes after Shkia and turn off of it.
So,
first of all,
first of all, over there, talking about mocking mitzvahs, a mitzvah to do with a meal on Shabbos, and that might say the same thing. He says, it does, he says, they get to doing shvusim, he says, you're right. They get to shvusim, he says. He wants to say how far he can go and put 41 minutes into it. He wants to make sex
for
him.
You can't turn on
how far you go.
No, so the Maaseh come up and said the gate to do a bris mila on Shabbos. Said even doing a bris mila on Shabbos ain't limchos. But that he wants to say a chumah Shabbos the Maaseh not to. That means the Maaseh the gate to other directions. For example, Hefzik Tyra. Hefzik Tyra says the loch is 9 minutes in Tefesh Kiyo called Hefzik Tyra Lachatchila. That's what Moshe says. They put American or Lewis Americans farming down. You have 9 minutes to do a Hefzik Tyra. The Maaseh. First, you finish off with Ramosha. Once you're in that matzim, your body, you're supposed to have to tire by Shkiyo. Once in the matzim, you're going to have to tire. It's 9 minutes after. You have a sex here. Our shaft. Our sick over here. Why? Well, for the goyim is something you have to have lighter. Could have made time. It's not the animal here.
Have
to have Shkiyo, but what Shkiyo means until nighttime. What is that? We why? Because maybe Yom may be Lilo. Once you're in a matzav, yes. Not go do things, but once in a matzav, yes. Therefore, Moshe gets involved. You say it also the other way around. Let's say the fakir, the person that fast, and the question that is very hard for him to fast. He's a chayil koshloi. She wants to eat after 41 minutes. Why after 41 minutes? According to Moshe, after 41 minutes. According to the Goinim, what is it? It's Vade Laila. According to Ben Tamas Savag Yom Savag Laila. She wants to tie Nechani of a second circuit the other way. No problem here. Therefore, again, when Moshe writes, Vade Lachal Maisha, Chush, inside the Goinim, Mitinoi, inside the Ben Tam, Mitinoi, we have no Paschal one over another. But we make spec circuits out of it. That's the Lachal Apocalypse in America, Europe, other places. Kidua, in Israel, the minig is the goyim. We pass the goyim. Agam and Moshe starts over true. We have no right to go do that. Well, Korach had to go do that. He shlod them, but the mice, the minig is not the way. The minig here that by heftig tire we stop at shkiel. Another case we stop at shkiel. But the mice according to Moshe makes the zark speckle. Now to understand this, what? The Moshe writes in Shuva the goyim. And it's Talmidim camp. Like, to tell you further, you have no right to Talmidim have no right to pass in the Gula based upon the Goyim. He doesn't understand how the world anyone passes like the Goyim.
In Europe,
the
Goyim.
The Goyim says, both ways. The Goyim says, you have to Machme Erev Shabbos and Machme Moshe Shabbos. He said, Moshe Shabbos 50 is 72, and the Erev Shabbos, it's not Bashkir.
In Europe,
it's
not
the
going.
Now, first, the gate to Benish Moshe is not that simple. First, Benish Moshe B'Klali is there's a Radvaz and Shuvo that he's discussing when a kid was born on Erev Shabbos, Benish Moshe, do you do a Milan Shabbos or not? Milan Shabbos, Benish Moshe. So he says over here, you have a case of one time, we don't make Svek Svek out of Benish Moshe. We can't. We can't make at all Svek Svek out of Benish Moshe. Why? Because Gemara says, Sava Kula Yoim, Sava Kula Lailo. And even if it's not the way, the Gemara is also the Sava, maybe it's Mina Yoim or Mina Lailo. So you have a Svek Svek, maybe it's Kula Lailo, or maybe it's partial Lailo. The other way, you can never make any Svek Svek out of Benish Moshe. Not like the Moshe or others want to make Svek Svek. You can't make such a thing. The mice that according to Simon Shinlam Alping down the advice, but not for his reason. They tell the Khoin to peel a cloy. Let's do a Svek Svek if I carrot. Maybe it's Kula Yoim. And even if it's not Kula Yoim, maybe it's Mixus Yoim. Right to Vosna Yoim, or really earlier, is that yes, the Khoin have the same Svek Svek if I carrot. The advice says you can never make a Svek Svek out of Benish Moshes. The Lim seems to argue this point. Another point in the Gate of Benish Moshes. The Suffolk of Benish Moshes, what is that? Is it a Suffolk in Metzias or a Suffolk in Din? Interesting enough, Kamina, Simon Kuf Bezer we have by Dabashir Shlomatirim. But Dabashir Shlomatirim Nalacha is if a Savag Matthias, if a Savag Bezer was nailed on Shabbos, what's Halacha? But Machar, feel the Elfly bottle. You must have Kabonim, be Machar. Mashaikin, if a Savag in a din, we discussed with the newest place from China, Dabashir Shlomatirim does not apply to that concept over there, because the one who's Matar is Matar fully. One who asks is fully. So the Kiveger, in the newest place from China, there's no concept of Dabashir Shlomatirim by Savag in din. So what is Benish Moshes? So again, the Baal Shulchan over here, he brings down the Moshe Tainis is Suffolk in Metzias, and this Shuv over here. Mashayin Kain, Suffolk in Metzias, and therefore, the Lacha is, we could make the Chumra of Dabashir Shlomatirim. Mashayin Kain, most places can go not the way. The Kivag and Shuvah seems to go this way. By Shoram, the stipend goes clearly, it's a Suffolk in Din. Suffolk in Din will not have the Chumra of Dabashir Shlomatirim. But again, to us, I'd like to take different cases over here. Why not?
It's
not problem. Why not? But a little more of a common case is, and let's say Shabbos Shkia, the Shabbos is 7:50. Shkia. People certainly are not exactly sure what time it is. 7:49, maybe 7:50, is it Shkia not? Can I do the Lacha? Let's make a Svek Svek over here. Maybe it's before Shkia, and even after Shkia, according to the main Thomas Vadayim.
That's it.
So, we'll get to the Svaras over here, but first, the question over here is very common. Every time you're not sure, you watch it off a little bit, this is mine, I'm not sure, drop off. I'm not sure what the time is. What's the Lacha? The subject of Benish Moshe Neged to Lacha on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reis Samach Aleph, he brings down this question, he brings down from Avram, the Bach, the Maaseh Machmer, the person can go this way of Machmer. Come on, the Be'er Lachan says two different reasons. One of what you're saying, Chasar Nidir, we don't know, lack of knowledge, go find out, that's Shaitim. Which they point out, well, let's say it's a cloudy day, no one knows. Okay, no one knows exactly what time is, where the Shkia is. So come on, the Be'er Lachan says, well, we're clearly Svek Svekel. The Lach over here is a shame of Savik Chadu, it's all one Savik. Is it Yoim? Was it Laila? He sends it to us, so he gives us a shame on his chadu. What's the question? Is it Yom or Zalila? We'll see if that's not like a Moshe. But it sounds like it's not like a Moshe. That's what it sounds like. That means that those ones, Taino, that in all the Machs Shekel says he saw the Rosh Hashanah says he saw it by Suffolk and Erev Shabbos, it sounds like with the saying that the Loch is one Suffolk, not like a Moshe, because Benish Moshe did Svekis. or in a similar case, another mishabur, that means there are one mishabur by doing malach on Erev Shabbos. Where's Samach Aleph? Another malacha is a kid was born, and they get to be law also on Erev Shabbos. Shkia 750, and you're not sure the kid was born, 750, 749, and 751. What exactly was this man over here? What's the law in that case? Do you make it the Svek Sveke and do the Mila on Friday? Well, no, you can do it on Friday, you can do it on Shabbos, and you have to wait till Sunday. What's the kid in that case? So come on again, the Bialach over there in Simon Shin Lam Aleph, and being Zan, the Radvaz, and other places, I'm saying the Maestri cannot make a Svek Sveke out of it. You can't. Now, why cannot make a Svek Sveke? The Chopov, there's 8 reasons over there floating around like that. A lot of them negate to our klalim. This I mentioned a couple of them. One who already mentioned the Radvaz can make Beit HaShemesh into a Svek Sveke. They quote the Radvaz, but Maestri Pashim does not go this way. Another one, come on the people got him and says, V'chazoka of Muberes. Chazaka, Svek Sveke with the Chazaka. So Mestamma, once you give birth at the latest possible moment. So Mestamma happened on Shabbos. So you want to do the Bismillah on Friday, the Maestri can go do that. Because Mestamma happened on Shabbos. The question is, if so, come on, let's be model and on Shabbos. You have a chazaka that happened on Shabbos over here. Find the different ways of answering it. The Bialoch gets involved with this. The Maestri, one reason one say you cannot apply specifically to get to me, in the case of chazaka. Another reason says the Bialoch, you know why? Same thing. Kashem, Sabichadu. It's two svekas, really one suffik. Is it Yom, was it Laila, and even the Benish Moshes? Maybe that's Yom or Laila over here. Now, the question over here, these two bialochas, Beisam Chalav and Shin Lam Alf, and again, the Savik and his Benish Moshe, that come on the Sefer Oitzah Bris, Yaslo, that's Moshe's father, he come on the right to Chor, this one Moshe is against the bialocha. Against the bialocha. But Moshe says he can't make his Sveko, and he's saying he can't. Ula Yesh L'chalak, different ways maybe the M'chalak, let me think about it, that L'chud is a different case over here. To get to a Moshe, his question really is, do we put together a locha of a Sveke de Dino of a Beit HaMikdash Goyinim versus Savke Metzias over here? This is the man of the Goyinim of his Yom of his Laila. That means the question here is, we're putting a Savke Din with Savke Metzias. Masha Enke, in the case over here, by Shabuah's case of Savke Yom Laila, is really two, is really one Savke Metzias, is a Yom of Laila. That's Savke Din over here. We're not putting a Beit HaMikdash sheet together. I mean, you want to put a Beit HaMikdash together with the Goyinim, that's a Savke in what? In Din. They have another question. Once you know the din, is it Yom was then even if we know go like the Goyinim, is it Yom is at Lilo? That means the question we is Metzias and Din. That's two different sveikas. That's Shema and Chadu. Give me the same topic. We're coming two different avenues.
And the one when you're not.
Beilof
is being
Beilof is
saying
nothing. Beilof not being Beilof. Nothing. He's discussing Stamazoi.
But he's saying you can't be Mitzar over here. She does obey
the tough. No, he does not discuss that in the Beilof. He discusses that in the Mishru a little bit, but not in the Beilof. The Beilof has questions. Sovik, if you hit Benish Moshes, it's 750. Is it 750 or 749? That's the question.
So what's the tzad to make a Svek
Sveik? So the Svek Sveik is very simple. Maybe it's not Benish Moshes, and even is Benish Moshes, is maybe it's Benish Moshes Sovik Yoyim.
So he's not bringing away the top.
No, he does not bring that mishmur. He does not bring that bialacha. That means these times.
It would come out that it would be a sex figure according to that.
Why did not bring down the main time? I'm not sure which gear. Maybe it's referring to gear shnir. It doesn't discuss which gear is referring to.
You have that remaining time, so you still have a sex figure.
Does not, again, it may be discussing. Could do a lot of places when I say the word shkia, that means shkia shnir anyway. So then, Echanami, you won't have the specs from Moshe.
The point
is,
as long as you're saying, Moshe doesn't have to say the
three messages.
No, that's what you mean. You just said it's a different, it's saying completely different things.
It could be it's a riot that's been Moshe.
What? Then Moshe couldn't demand that. I'm saying Moshe couldn't demand that because Moshe is being Moshe.
No, I'm not sure. No, I'm not sure about that.
What?
That shows different things. The fact that receiving Moshe receives two different things.
Even if it wasn't being Moshe, it would still be true. As long as you just said.
Yes, Maestri, fine. I have a question. Is your Moshe going against the all those kelim? Everyone shulam out from the rest of Malach. Everyone discussing this. The Bachmak of Gom, and he's just left it out. Yeah, he left it out. What? It's on the page. It's clear. Fine. There's another reason why the Maestri be Machmak by a case of Mila. It's a starting deal over here. The one the Talmud gets later on. Another reason why to say it's Ashla Rui. Also, the one the Talmud went on.
Sometimes it's better if you know it's after Shkim.
No, because it could be the Bialocha which was discussing Shkia Shnia. They're not discussing what they're not saying.
Ramaisa,
and
here we have Ramaisa,
you're talking about different times of the day.
Different times of the day
they're
discussing.
We're talking about an hour later.
Ramaisa is discussing what time?
What you call Shkia.
What do you call Shkia? Maybe they're discussing what we'll call Shkia Shnia.
We're talking about
Ramaisa. I mean, Yavada before real Shkia would be made.
Maybe.
Well,
would
you want to get away with the
rest? It's good. The Maisa is very interesting. In this country, even a couple months before Shkia, they're Machmer.
Really?
It's worked out on the Oitzah Bris that, you know, 5 minutes before Shkia, even though the Ramadan is
Machmer.
Yeah, actually, 2 minutes.
Why?
Because maybe the calendars are off, and who knows? It's very interesting where they get it from.
Sure, it's like,
Machmer what? Machmer what?
But maybe the calendar's off, and Shkia was already.
So they do the Bris on Sunday?
Yeah.
No, I was like, what about Sunday and Monday? That one you make
the Bris. What about?
I don't know what they do.
We got Shabbos.
Not sure they do.
And after
it could be negated, bris specifically. It could be there's a big difference over here. To have a bris on the whole, your body for the rest of your life on the day that might not be the kind of mitzvah, maybe bris meal is different. No, because it's Monday, some kind of mitzvah. Sunday,
it's
all.
It's a verse.
Your whole life to have a bris on the body.
It's good to make something
good.
The chum of yugim will be says, Yeshua,
Yeshua. How far is the
Vedish
Moshe? Is it a bad day? So when you start saying it's a bad day, you know, the Bible and
I'm not sure what you mean.
No, when do they say that it's a sure born on Shabbos?
Depends what country, depends who you ask, depends what culture.
Where's the
show? Oh, this is the American version of the clock right away.
There is an interesting shadow coming with the Beis Yitzchok in the Heaven Ozel, and they want to tie against this whole concept over here. They can't make Svekzeg al Benish Moshes. They tie that these Svekzeg is a Sasriya Dadi. Because let's say one kid was born on Benish Moshes of the Ben Tam and Erev Shabbos. So we'll do it on Shabbos. Another kid was born on Benish Moshes on Mocha Shabbos. We do it on Shabbos. How many of the Svek Shvek that one kid was born on Mocha Shabbos, we'll do Bris Milah on Svek on Shabbos. Another kid Erev Shabbos on Ben Tam, we'll do Bris Milah on Shabbos. Come on, place about Kamal Dafil Al, everyone knows. We can't make Svek Shvekis that Sasri Adodi. And therefore, it's never counted as a suffix. And of course, the Kashi against a Moshe. And the Evan also says, did not say Rav Moshe. He writes Rav Moshe's case, he's not sure taking Rav as a suffix. He says, did not say Rav Moshe, you saw it over here, like a Sasriya Doni. Basically, this Kashi is really Kashi to everybody. It's a whole entire, everyone's discussing Mesh Moshe, Strikers, all the nice to Kalem over here, whether it's the Mishabur or the Bach or the Mogavram, the Chor, the Kashi, why do you have the Bayah of a Svek Sveko? So. Oh, so come along, the way they want to answer, one way they want to answer, Kyrgyz, he gets his cash ready, and he wants a time limit, there's a difference, but the case of Taisha of Kamal is the same person. Mashenkin here was two different people, like Shnei Shvilim, but two different people ask for two different times, we all have the call of Sasi Adadi.
What's the case
of Taisha? Case is negated, you need a mix of Shulia Beloy Vlad, and therefore maybe if it's, we're not sure the Vlad was Zafra in the cable, 714, so it'd be Mutter on.
Oh,
on the one day,
Tumatara,
yeah. So my son, so Evan also wrote this question to Chil Michal to Kaczynski, you want me to make in your luach? And Evan also says, you can't take sex, it's not your daughter. So Betsim Kivega before and asked the question, says, no, when they tell you in two different people over here, you don't say this call. They call only the same person, not two different people over here. Another test I want to bring down, if you only want to tie the whole idea of Sasha Dodi, only did the Apollo, by Milo, as did the Raisa, Hakadabon, Nakwe, the Raisa. There is another shah that gave to Milo Watery Machmer. And he wants to sign in Hilchus Mila and raise some above, it's Tom Shishka Matirim. Do it tomorrow. Tomorrow everybody's going to Mila. Today, why do it today? So the Beis Yom says, Pila Ploy, we have to let above say that. Today's the mitzvah, tomorrow's not, today's the mitzvah. Fine, again, they have 8 reasons floating around, why not nice to do the Mila on today, wait till tomorrow? Fine, so kids have recovered one Klal Yaf, Klal Yaf, over here, the idea of Shema and Eschadu. Of the two Svekis with Shem Akot, and the Gedder Shivoy over here is one be Moshe over another, make two Svekis. Next Kabbal Kolom. The Kolom is Hafech. Come along the Shach, and the Ogre. It says you have a case of a Sak in the Shchito, they found to be a Pogum. The question was a Pogum on the backbone, or was it on the Via Basro? The Matthias said he cannot switch around. Say, maybe it was a Via Basro, maybe it's a Via Kamo, maybe it's in the backbone. Doesn't make any sense. Via Kamo can be in the backbone over here. Therefore, we want time down the loch over here to make it Svek Svek, have to be Dabka if it's Mishaprech. The Ma'amokhmi says the Toys in Ksubis, which he does not remember exactly where it is. Leilu points out, when you look at Ksubis Daftes, serious Toys over there. Toys in Daftes on Beis, the Toys Yishon points out, the loch is that we need Mishaprech, Toys Yishon on the page. Mashenkin, if you Toys in Daftes on Nalu, where the Chodim explain him, Kibeg explains, the loch is, do not need Mishaprech. They point out the serious Toysin, and therefore all the yeshivas are right over there, and all the yeshivas and the mahal from Shurim, they're all going to about what the lomas and the specs is, and how to apply it, and what the place is called, what the site of here is. So, first, Aloch Lamai said, do we need Mishapach or not? So, Be'ikr, it sounds like some machlokis of Nei Svad, Where's Bnei Ashkenaz? The Bnei Ashkenaz, the Tvaz and Shuvo, of our Panos and Shach, comes from Kamal Mepaskin Vadiya, the Chavasio, the Pim Godem, the Nesivis, the Kivegir. They come and say, the Maisa Loch is, you need Svek Svek, that is Mesapech. Ashad Hashemi, Kamal Pichodosh, he's Marachal Mein, and says, the Maisa, you don't need it. Once being racked from the Amal, we'll get to. The Shulchan Gvar goes this way, the Benish Chai goes this way, the Bi'omer and Tshuva after Tshuva after Tshuva. He says, Rebbe Chaim disagree, he has a whole bunch of 10 Tshuvas about it. The Lalocha over here is that we do not need a case of Mishapech. Not only that, even the Yad Yehuda and Ashkenazi will say, the issue of this Machlok over here. Now, interesting, the Benish Shulchan, when he goes through it, he ends off quoting the Beis Yitzchok, Mok Matarach, Eitz Snifim, the Maisi can be Mekel. So he has a Tzad also to be Mekel over here. What defines over here the Klal Mesapech? That means, again, we have Machlokes over here. What is the definition? So first, in Klal Yugimel, Klal Yudalid, come on the Shachar, means on the Kimto. A case of a broken bone that was Lamaila Marucho. The question was over here, did it come out to wave it or not wave it? So he says over here, the Maisa, what's it?
Svek Sveko.
Yeah. Now check it out. The bone comes out right from the Basar and it sticks out. Yeah. So the question over here is it Koidim Shchito or Acha Shchito? And if it's Koidim Shchito, the question over here is Yotz Lachutz, not Yotz Lachutz. That's a standard Svek Sveko. It says to say if I cared, maybe it's Yotz Lachutz, maybe it's not Yotz Lachutz. And even is Yotz Lachutz, then what? It happened before Shchito? The whole idea of Yotz Lachutz doesn't apply unless it happens before Shchito. So you can't tell me maybe it happened after Shchito. It entails. Yeah. That's Hilchos Shreifos.
Nothing to do with the
no, that's the Ramos case. This is a different case. No.
Just any
Avon
which is the
Yates of the foot. If it's Lamayel Markuva on top of the knee, then yes, it comes to Shreifos. Yeah. So first, he's a couple of, again, he says a very important Yisrael, which leads to have a beer over here. He says, once you start claiming it's Yates of the foot, in that it tells you what happened before Shechito. You can't start clarifying that question after Shechita, makes no laf kamino. She come on numerous Achorim and say they don't understand. What was the case in Ksuba Tzavtes? Maybe it's Taktum and Naktachto. And if it was a Taktum, maybe it's Oynus Yerotzen. The idea of Oynus Yerotzen, the only time there's an laf kamino is when? It's Taktum. So why is Oynus Yerotzen Mesapech? Maybe it's Oynus Yerotzen. And even if it was Rotzen, maybe it's not Taktum. That whole nafkamina in Sirotz is only tachto. Just like the Shach said, the only nafkamina over here is dafko. If it's just lechutz, not only before Shchito, therefore it's not mesapech. In Sirotz, the only nafkamina is one. It's only a case when it's tachto. Come on, the Baal Shulchan and Migdal Pichodesh and others. You don't understand what's going on over here. It's Orchim. Okay. Why is not nifl get a mesapech? Say the case of it's just lechutz, maybe have a kodesh Shchito. Yeah, well, all of his kashrus. Kasha. Maybe you could answer by Rotzen and not Rotzen is Naf Kamino. Tshuva. It is Naf Kamino. Because you're Rotzen into Tshuva, Posh Naf Kamino. So it doesn't make Naf Kamino Taktum, not Taktum. Even not Taktum is Naf Kamino here. Alright, Ulay. But Kal Tezvav is really the Avon behind the idea of Mesapech. He quotes a Merami Pano, and Derek Agam, the Merami Pano, the Shach, when he's quoting him, says the Yisoid over here of what a person needs Mesapech for. What's the lumpness over here behind it? He says the words are, my chazes hai mehai. Why start one way over another way? That means once we can answer this question of my chazes, then we'll understand we don't need Mesapech. That means the Yisoid over here, why need Mesapech? Because we have two ways to make a Svek Tzeker. We'll start one way, we'll have two Svekers. We start the other way, we'll have one Svek. So why start one way over another? Therefore, for that reason, we machma, in the words of the Shachar, we machma by an issur of deraisa. Come on, the Achronim, they point out, then let's analyze it. Again, the lums of your wine in the Mesapech, my chazes. If we can answer that, it won't be a baya my chazes. So come on, the Degma Vav on the page, where the crazy says, if you're going to wings down the side, what do you need Svek Sveka for? To be Mekel. Many mentioned, we saw the Klai Svek Sveka, Machlok is Ramam versus the Rashbo, what is the Havodo? The Koyachal Svek Sveko. According to the Rashba, Svek Sveko is L'chumra Midiraiso. Svek Sveko is Midiraiso. According to the Rambam, the Yisrael of Svek Sveko is L'chumra Midirabonon. And therefore we have a Svek Sveko, that's why we make Mekel. That means the whole Svek Sveko in Machma is only Midirabonon. Since Dengma Vavo, you're not sure which way to start. He's Mesopek, Svek Sveko L'chumra. Not sure. Once the whole idea of Sadri Reis Kalchum is only Abonon, so you're not sure, Maichos Zahai Mahai. So fine, it's a Zalafik. Very good, good Zalafik. Sadri Abonon Kulo. And then if it wants Tanakon the Rambam, you do not need Mishapech. That's the Pichodesh, we must place and come along and say, you do not need Mishapech. We have the Rambam sheet over here. That's one Nafkamina to understand the concept of what Maichos is. He does go on further than crazy and says, really depends. You have to know the Klom to get to the Rambam. We're saying in the Rambam, he says, Dafka, when you have one piece in front of you, you're not sure if it's kosher or trade. But let's say you have two pieces in front of you. It's called Chazak Yisuru. Then when you eat one of them, you have an Oshem Toli, you bring carbon in that case. Even according to the Rambam, that's Sabbath Dereis Lachuma Midereiso, even the Rambam agrees with the Misapech. I mean, even though the Degma Vav on the page says, to be Makel in the Rambam Shito, by case of Abonans, but that's only when it's not Ikvid Yisuro. Because Ikvid Yisuro, even the Rambam agrees, Sabbath Dereis Lachuma is Midereiso. And maybe another Nafkamino. Do we say a Svek Sveko that's not Misapech Ben Isidur Abonan? Because the whole reason my Chazal Chaim Mahai, the words of the Rambam, of the Shachar is from the Rambam Panu, therefore the rights to be Machmer, over here is Isidur Rabbanon. Therefore the Prim Gadol wants to tell him, it's Isidur Torah to be Machmer, not by Isidur Rabbanon. He ends up Tzarachin, but this is Shulchan Gevorah, and the Beis Yitzchak, the Maisi wants to be Michael. Come on, Kibbegner, and he writes to the Sefer Shimei Shelo, he wrote to Bintainas, I'll be in Chlorai Nathaway. One of the cases that the Shachar is calling from Rambam Panu was Gevina Sakum. Gvina Zakum's case to Rabbanon still he says a ride that needs Svek Svekum as Hapech.
Gvina Zakum is more common, no?
It's more common, but still it's a new Rabbanon, it's still Gvina Zapech over here. So the Meister, Yeshiva Shela, wrote back to Kiveger and he says, you obviously not see the Rambam Panu inside. And Kiveger himself wrote it, did not see it inside. Rambam Panu's case over there, by the case of Gvina Zakum, is a case that maybe is not nice in Tamil of Kam, because the case over there that's less than Shishim. There's no Shishim within the rice already. Not of course in a case of Rabbanon, but in my case of Dereiso. So then it could be a second Nafkamin over here. Do you need Mishapik in case of Isidur Rabbanon? Maybe a third Nafkamin over here is, do you say Svek Svek L'Chumro? Everyone knows Svek Svek L'Kula? Svek Svek L'Chumro. Do you say Svek Svek L'Chumro? It does not work both ways. But the whole reason why we're saying Svek Svek to be Makel when you need Mishapik, not Svek Svek, good not show Mahai Mahai. If I get by Svek Svek L'Chumro, what the Lachid will keep the Svek Svek L'Chumro even though it's not Mishapik. We'll say L'chumro, we're not sure, one over another. Send the Pima Gonim, this time we will be Machmer, say it is a Svek Sveko. So fine, so first we have this idea of Maichosis, and we could be have three Nafkaminas, one again the Ram Shito, some of the Kulo, some to Reisel, L'chumro is only the Abonon, second Nafkamina is the Abonon, the third Nafkamina is the case over here, of a Svek Sveko L'chumro. But really what comes to is really the Shachal over here. Come along and says, in this Klal, the Loch is the Nisapech, except, he says, two exceptions to the Klal. Two exceptions. It's one exception when you have to start clearing the Reisol. Except an exception when the Reisol is in one thing and there isn't something else. What exactly that means? Come on with the case when you have a Trusis Ari, when a lion who is Doris, this animal, will be case of a Treifol. The question is, we're not sure what happened. We see an animal with a Tzipanayim, with a nail sticking out of its back. The question is, how did that happen? That happened, the lion did it, it went to the wall and scratched its back, and therefore the nail went inside his back. But maybe the Ari came, maybe the Ari did not come, not from the Ari.
What nail?
There was a nail that was in the wall.
A claw.
Claw. Zipanayim, claws.
Like the nails from
the lion. A claw from the lion, yeah. Here's a claw of the lion hit his back.
He got from the wall, that's not
it. The lion scratched the wall. And he is scratching his back, he got from the wall, right.
So that would be kosher.
Yeah, not from the lion. So we have a sex cycle over here. What's the topic? Maybe the lion came, maybe the lion didn't come. Right. And even the lion did come, but maybe he came and did it to the wall, and my son, and the lion was not Darisit. The Bayah over here is not Masapach. He can't say, maybe it came from the lion, maybe it didn't. If it came from the lion, maybe he didn't enter. He got from the lion, if I didn't enter this room over here. Kim Masapach. It says, you say it over here, of the Shach, what's the kind of Maichos of Mahai Mahai? When you know you have to start clarifying the question one way, then answer the question, my choses. That means the question over here is, first, do we have a problem over here we have to deal with? Is there a reyesa here? Is there a lion here? There's no lion, who cares?
Why do you say that about the bird, the broken bone?
Well, step by step.
Maybe it didn't come out, there's no tray from the moshe, why would lie?
Let's first get what it says, then we'll get to the second point, which I think you're leading to. First, the question over here, is there a reyesa over here? Is there a lion? Once you know there's a line over here, then we start claiming what exactly did the line do. The first thing is, my chos, why is that one over another? You know why? Because that's how you start claiming questions. The question is, in an order, is first, is there a problem? If there's a problem, what to go do with this problem? Second example, he has a case of tlayim, there are bugs inside your food. The question when you cook it, first question you have to declare, are there bugs? Second thing is, were there any muach through cooking? First thing, are there any muach? And another example by Gvinas Akum, case is a subject, the mime, the callus over here was a kavus nevela. It's the same thing, first you have to declare it wasn't nevela. If it wasn't nevela, the question is nice and tam. That means his first palavir, nimis apeth, that's true, but not when I can answer my chosas, because this is the way of declaring it. Was the eraser? Did the eraser, what happened to the eraser? A second thing he says, a second side, I'm saying how the Baal HaShulchan explains his side over here, is that when you have a svek sveko over here, that when this, the eraser is one thing and is something else, biradover, he's coming through Amal. There's a case over here, there's a mo here, I forgot. There's a mo here, has a case of a svek sveko. That we have over here, he found a bird that the lung was punctured. That, I'm sorry, he found a bird that the wing was broken. That's all he found. Wing was broken. The question was, did it puncture the lung mechayim? So the Rambam, you have a svek sveko. Maybe the wing was broken mechayim, maybe lachem yiso. And if it's mechayim was broken the wing, maybe it did not puncture the lung. Not puncture the lung. Now, can you misapach that? Can you say it the other way around? Maybe it punctured it, maybe it didn't. And even if it punctured it, maybe it happened lachemisa, it doesn't work that way. You can't switch it around. So come along, he says, the reason why you have to start claiming first is broken, because where is the reisa? The reisa is in the wing. Where is the iser? The iser is in the lung. Once you have the reisa in one thing, that creates the iser in something else, that's where you have to start claiming first. First, was there a broken wing? Not a broken wing. When was it mechan lachemisa? When was mechan lachemisa? They start claiming, did it puncture the second thing, not the second thing. After first clear the thing that has the reisa, then he cleared this reisa affects something else over here. That's what he said over here.
And kiss the egg and chicken. It's also not misapek.
Egg, chicken.
The chicken is suffix trade. You have two chickens and an egg.
That's echo gov, echo duvis, right.
No, but you also can't be misapek. No, my second case was munda. The suffix trade. My second shach said it's munda.
Okay.
You can't be with Zabe, the Shach of Rupa said, you have the Abad, you start from the egg.
Right.
And then you go to the chicken.
The question is in the egg.
But you can't be with Zabe for that child. You can't start from the chicken.
It's a different question. I think
it's not the same thing. You can't be with Zabe.
First, is there a racer in the egg?
Yeah.
And then what? And maybe what?
Is there maybe there's.
Maybe the thing is a trick. What's the case here? Southern trade for Beto come from. Maybe the egg, first you declare the egg, is there a problem? Come closer, no problem. Come with the problem. First you declare racing the egg.
And that's this you said, the second.
That's first you said. First you said. Is there a problem here? Yeah, the problem is it came maybe from over there, or maybe that thing itself is kosher.
There's no race on the egg in the
cloud. No, okay, well, there's no. Right. First you declare the egg, and the egg came from there. That's what I'm trying to understand
over here.
Okay,
in the case of the wing, the wing. That's maybe poking out, maybe not poking out.
No, so the wing, the Ramos case?
No, not with the lung.
The knee case?
The knee, whatever it was.
It's the case.
Different case. The one that's poking out.
The poking out, that's extracted, not in the sabek. Right? So that's the same thing. The same with the words in the shach, the same goof, playing in the knee.
Yeah, but none of the.
Here, it's all one thing. Here, they're two different things.
No, that happened. The first you said, we don't know if there's a shadow of the
clock. We have a shadow.
We don't even know if it came out.
No, it's out right now. When
it's out. But you're cloning. Maybe it
did happen. Could it be Shchita or after Shchita? And right? And maybe Roy, but not Roy.
Now it's out.
It's
fully out.
Now it's out. The question that happened before it happened. You see it's out.
And even before, maybe it was right in the case.
You can't declare that it didn't come out, because it did come out.
When did it come out?
Well, what was the specs like? One said, was it didn't come out fully, or it did. And it's like, where it did.
When?
Well, that was only one side of the specs. Right? The other time was
we can't say the other way. The problem with it is, you can't say maybe it came out lacha shchita. Can't say. Once you say it came out, you can't say Apokot and Shchita. There is no Nafkamina. Only Nafkamina, Apokot and Shchita.
Did it come out? Is there this or here?
Did it come out? Did not come out?
That
fine, so he says that. And that's still not Masafech.
We don't need it to be Masafech.
It doesn't work. You can't say once it came out, maybe Apokot and Shchita. It doesn't work that way. But there's no Nafkamina. Maybe Apokot and Shchita. If you start your way saying it, it's not a suffix. It's only one suffix, not two suffix, he says. The way that you want to start is only one suffix.
You
made even stronger than Shachna. You made even more reason why it's not a suffix.
Well, same thing as the line. You also can't go back there.
Well, maybe after. Let's finish off. One more point. The fine. My son, this. I mean, there are two studies over here. We have a study over here of the Shach saying. First of all, we have first clear the Reisa. Then we have to know what to do with the Reisa. That's first cloud. Second cloud with the Reisa is one thing. This is something else. Also, you have to start clearing the Reisa. One thing and then something else. Now, both cloud, first cloud, because if you go with the second cloud, Pichonishu argues totally on it. It says certainly the second cloud disagrees with the Panashuvel. Also wants to disagree with the whole over here idea over here that you want a Taino that you have a Reisa and one, and you have the affecting Issa and something else. What one have to do with another? The my circle type is not mishapech, it should not work over here. Circle type, why does race of one have to do with the concept over here affecting this or something else? We know there's a race, or we know there's a problem. We know we're broken over here. Why does it start claiming once we know that there is a race, so what do with the race in the race thing itself? Why that so? Where are you getting it from? What's the regard for that? What's the concept for that? Therefore, they want to disagree. And then what the Bichonish says, that's arrived from the shachel, the ram over here, they not hold the mishapech. That's the kashi. Once we arrive at the Ramah, it's not only the content of the Mesapeh, but the Ramah is kept itself. That means the Shach is coming to answer the Ramah, you should know where you got it from. Why should that be? Once we know the Reza, why is that claim one way or another? Fine, I can these two studies over here. The next 10 column, next 8 and 9, which we're going to focus on, is the Kala Stav Jabonim. We know Stav Jabonim the Kula, the sea is not that simple, not that so. We'll try to cover everything. That means over here we'll have a bunch of Kulas, I'll be 18 Kulas, try to cover things also off the page. Aslofa.